Hi, everyone. Today we're welcoming a very special guest. I think when I say this person's name, we'll just cheer and go straight into the intro. But this is a very important person in my life. She is responsible for one third of the trauma, childhood trauma I've had of the four people in my family. She is, she's involved in card games. She
illegal ones?
Yep.
Okay.
She was really mean to someone at some point in her life, but to me, she was so nice my entire life growing up. She's a second degree burn survivor.
Third.
She may or may not have Hashimoto's. Please welcome the greatest chin in my family, Jessica Mitchell, my sister. Roll the intro, Kyle. Freaking roll the intro, Kyle. Why is it not?
Five, four, three, two, one. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery.
You're gonna die.
I'm Raymond Arroyo. We'll see you next time.
I'm sorry. We've had a lot of tech issues.
A lot.
You know, we don't normally have any tech issues. Put this in your face.
Mom tells me this.
That you're bad luck?
No, I...
We've been telling you that for a long time.
I just won't say anything.
But tell me what your mom says.
He will interrupt you, so...
Tell me what your mom says.
No, if he... My mom...
Don't make this a thing.
My mom...
Don't get sassy in the first 5 minutes. Brittany, shut up. Okay, what does mom say?
My mom says that I have some sort of crazy electromagnetic field.
Since when has she said this? I've never heard this
before. Since I was a kid. I can't remember the things that used to happen, but I remember thinking, yeah, I think you're right.
Do you think one day you might get struck by lightning?
No, but I think I'm like one day it'll just be so strong that I'll walk past the TV and it'll turn off.
That will be creepy.
I really do.
Brittany, do you... Well,
starting to give me cancer, probably. Everyone else.
Well, every time... I remember, Jessica, when we were growing up, every time you would microwave stuff, you would press your face against the glass.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Just like watching your Easy Mac go around.
Is it true that when Jessica was like taking popcorn, she'd be holding it, walking to the microwave, and like start the pop?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Brittany, do you have any sisters or siblings or cousins?
Yeah,
or
I do.
What do you got?
I know you have a really cool grandma.
She's dead.
Wait, the one you told me about?
Jessica? Jessica, look.
No, we
Jessica,
talked about
I know you're doing a bit.
Time.
I know you're doing a bit. I know you're bringing this up because Brittany's really sensitive about her grandma dying.
Did she die when you told me about her? Was she alive?
Jessica.
I don't think so. No, she's been dead for a while.
Ask about her dad.
I was about to be my dad really
dead, too.
But did that just happen?
Her dad?
My grandma died in 2018. The fake boob one?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2018.
What was her name again?
Maggie.
Talking to your mic, Jessica.
But what did you had like a name for her?
Girl boss? Because she had fake boobs? She's a girl boss?
Girl boss all the
no,
time.
Kyle says girl
okay,
boss.
Whatever.
He's the only one who laughs, so you guys can
I laughed. Anyways. Jessica, ask Brittany about
siblings?
Her dad.
You have siblings?
I do. I have a little brother who's 2 years younger than me and then a sister who's 4 years younger than me.
Aww.
Yeah.
So
all three of our dad died.
All three
all
of our dads
them?
Died?
Like me and them.
So your mom,
both
so
of them.
You guys
wait,
have
wait,
different
wait.
Dads.
Of course
we all
your
three
siblings
have the same dad.
Different yeah.
Dads. And he died.
Oh. You didn't have to
they
say
have
that.
A dead dad too.
Okay, we get it. All right.
So did you guys bond over that?
A little bit, yeah. I think so.
You
it's
bonded
kind of
over
bonding.
The fact that you had the same dad too.
And he was dead. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
That could do it.
I mean.
Bring siblings
hey,
together.
Hey, you know, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah. We'll be back after a word from BetterHelp. For dealing with the trauma of your dead dad.
Go to therapy.
Jessica, speaking of trauma.
tell us about yours.
What is it like being the favorite child in our family? Being the favorite. Like, what is it like? Because all growing up, mom and dad.
But you know mom and dad are going to watch this, so I think there are things that we can't.
We can say them.
Who's older?
I'm older.
Me. Emotionally,
so,
me.
But physically,
yeah.
Me.
Yeah, I feel a little saggy.
My body. Whoa! Saggy?
You were in.
Look, I know this is a bit and you're trying to embarrass me, but. It's working. So it's working. Yeah, just talk about what that's like being the favorite child, the star child, the favorite growing up in a home where, and also a childhood where everything was perfect.
I was the worst child. And I think that's why you're bringing this up.
No, you were not.
I really
not.
Think you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm being really honest.
Wait, so do you think
child?
Do you think he was the favorite?
Yeah.
And you think she was the favorite?
Yes.
He didn't
cause your parents
problems.
Hated both of y'all.
I caused his problems.
You caused his problems?
Yeah, I caused his problems.
What problems did you cause?
I don't know. One time.
You were trying to evangelize too many people in high school?
No, I left the milk out and it spoiled one time.
Oh, you didn't take the chicken out of the freezer?
No, no, no.
Mom and Dad kicked him out for that one.
Yeah, yeah. My dad hated. One time I. You know the peanut butter jar? I left a little peanut butter on the outside of the rim.
Did the ants come?
No, but my dad had to wipe it around, and that was a big no-no.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just sit in the corner on that one. So, being the favorite, what is that like?
I can't answer because I don't feel like I was the favorite. I feel like
what does it feel like? You're smarter than me growing up. Okay. You made really good grades until you decided not to.
Well, it's not that I decided not to. I just, it was really easy and I didn't want to do the work because I was like, I could just do this homework before I turn it in.
Now, that sounds like something someone would say when they were struggling in school.
I wasn't struggling in school. Were you?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if I got bad grades, I'd be like, I'm just not applying myself on purpose.
Instead of admit that you're done.
I didn't really see a huge benefit to getting an A. Because I don't know. This is a little bit deeper than what can be said on camera.
No, you can say it on camera. What is the worst thing you ever did as a child?
What is going on with you?
What's your what's it like being a sister? I don't know what that's like.
What's it like being a brother? I'm
now,
not quite sure.
Now my anatomy is a little different than yours.
Is it?
I don't think we should talk about
sure?
that.
Okay. Brittany, what's it like being a sister?
Oh, you have a sister,
I don't
though.
Know.
Yeah.
But
what is your relationship with someone 2 years younger than you?
When you're an adult, it doesn't really
you guys
matter.
You suck at podcast. Can we just stop?
You're like
podcasting?
Trying to air everyone's dirty laundry.
Yes.
Like, so
that's what this is about.
I didn't sign up for that.
Okay, how do you feel honestly about our parents?
Now. Oh my gosh.
Dorian
no,
will
just
watch
like
this.
Right now. Just like let's air it out right now.
I think you're proving that you were the worst.
What's your favorite
child?
Memory of me growing up? Obviously, I was a very good older brother. I was a perfect older brother. Yeah. Whoa!
We can't talk about that.
Not allowed. Bleep that out. Bleep that out. No, we cannot tell that story on here.
How do you know about that?
We all know.
I've told it a lot.
Have you seen the video?
Shut up! Patreon.com/thestudiograpevine to sign up for the After Dark.
He made me record that.
Shut up! Don't. We can't share that story.
We weren't having any fun.
It's a different culture. It's a different culture now.
It's going to be like what Kyle said, and it's going to cut off, and then it's going to jump to.
Things are not okay. They used to still not be okay, but
it wasn't okay. It wasn't okay. Oh my gosh! What did you use for that?
Oh, Jessica, but here's the thing. You took it a different level up. You were like, you were bad.
No, I wasn't.
We would listen, if you share that story, we both go down.
Oh, mutually assured destruction.
I'm not in the video at all.
We have to go find the VHS tape of that. Like, seriously,
it's probably
we really
a Blockbuster somewhere.
No, my mom probably has it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That was really bad.
And
I just
no
found
one
know what you're
going to
find when you go looking
at
the Mitchell
class?
Family Home videos.
Our whole class was all either white or Asian students.
We were the minority in our high school.
No.
We're
in my
cut this, we should change the subject.
Which
high school
are y'all talking
in
about?
My history class, in my history class, it was very small. It was like 8 kids, and it was like mostly white kids. Anyways, I love Langston Hughes.
Yep, he's a great poet.
So, growing up with a perfect older brother.
Tell us an embarrassing story about Edmund from when he was a kid, besides the one we just bleeped
over. I feel
over.
Like most of the stories are about me embarrassing the family.
Yeah.
No, I really agree with that.
Well,
I mean,
of the siblings.
It's only two people. It's not like
I mean,
like
the
a
only
big
thing
group.
I can really think of is when he snuck out of the house.
Oh, gosh.
That's
what did he do?
What did he do?
This is very embarrassing.
So we were in high school and...
I caused a lot of trouble in high school. I was a really bad kid.
Did you really?
This story. I was a naughty.
Tell us the story.
He's being sarcastic.
I was a real knucklehead.
I can tell you some stories from him being an adult that are embarrassing.
He was trying to be little Mr. Banksy. Oh. And,
the artsy.
So his bedroom was upstairs. Mine was downstairs. So
as it should be.
Naturally, if you're going to sneak out of the house, like if he went out of my window, you know. So he snuck out of my window. He had this whole cutout planned. It was
a cloud with a cross coming out of it.
It was Christian.
And you put it in your bed or what?
No,
wait,
let me
what?
Finish.
What are you talking about?
Put it in my bed. No, it was like a stencil.
It was a stencil.
You can talk loud.
Stencil.
Christian Weil is off camera, everybody. Christian Weil, you can go back to some of the funniest episodes where I pray with Christian.
Wait, really?
Yeah, there's one where I pray and you're like, dude, your face. I was like, let's start with a prayer. And I go,
what about those videos you guys made at Georgia Tech? Those were great.
Whoa. Okay, moving on.
They were fun.
Okay. Yeah. Cut to a clip.
And now we're going to... So he snuck out of my... So he, like... We kept my window unlocked, and he snuck out my window at night to run outside and run around the neighborhood and spray paint religious things on...
There was a sewer.
Concrete.
Listen, like, there was a sewer.
Retention pond sewer.
There was, like, a sewer thing, okay. And there was a bad word on it that starts with an F and ends with a...
Oh, I didn't know you were covering something up.
Yeah, it starts
That's
with
an... That's so bad of
and
you.
And the word starts with an F and ends with an uck.
Okay.
So, and I...
Buy your truck.
And at the time...
I got it.
Exactly. And I, at the time, thought it would be just like a great thing to cover that up.
You're going to make the world better.
I'm making the world a better place one sewer at a time.
One some spray paint.
Vandalism. By committing vandalism.
One act of vandalism at
yes.
a time.
Illegal yes. acts.
So I spray painted a cloud.
Okay.
Which is obviously a symbol for... Clouds
air.
Are symbol...
Evaporation.
Clouds are a symbol for air,
yeah.
Brittany?
Water yeah.
Evaporation. No, Brittany.
No, evaporation.
Wait. We're not going to let this moment
wind?
Pass. Clouds are a symbol for wind, Brittany?
I don't know.
No, Brittany. Spiritually.
Clouds?
Clouds
the
are
devil?
An example. The devil?
I thought we were all joking.
No, no one's joking. I haven't been joking this entire time. Okay.
Cumulus.
No, clouds
What's
are a
the
sign
other one?
Of the Holy Spirit. Anyways,
that's
and then there was
a stretch. That's a stretch.
Wait, really though?
No, that's
clouds
a stretch.
Are a sign of the Holy Spirit.
That's
yes.
a stretch.
No, I'm being,
it's
I'm
in
being
the catechism.
Serious.
And I'm
it's
being
a
serious.
Stretch.
I'm being more serious. There
No, I'm being more serious. It's
I
in the catechism.
Like wind
pull out the catechism
is,
until and
wind
read,
is
read us
probably
the paragraph.
More of a
yeah wind.
It's
there's
okay.
plenty
you
of signs from the Holy Spirit.
You missed
fire,
the water.
Fire, a
you
finger,
committed graffiti
in the catechism. A finger.
All right, so you graffitied okay. a cloud onto the
no,
F-word.
Not just a cloud. If you say it like that, it sounds kind of wimpy. But,
did you color well, in the cloud too?
I colored the cloud in a little bit. So I put a cloud with a cross coming out of it.
So okay. wait,
and then
I never saw this.
No,
so
you can
cloud?
Do timeout. Do timeout. Were you about
was
to do timeout?
Was the cross like on like coming out of the cloud this
yeah,
way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Well, what other way? Like
why
upside
you
down.
The cross
was
on
it
a hill
one
or
color?
Something?
Multi color.
It was all just blue. That's all I had okay. time for.
So you did this once.
You were nervous.
You spray painted this once on yep. a cement thing.
Yeah.
And then you went back and climbed back through the window.
So
and
I climbed back
bed.
In, and then somehow my dad
found out because
found
they
out.
Know everything.
Yeah.
And I was going to be the sister because I always wanted him. Like I always looked up to
don't,
him, and I always wanted him
don't,
to love me.
Don't.
Aww.
Don't.
And
I'm start crying already.
You are crying right now. And
pull in
so,
a tight, pull tight shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I never saw it, but that's
that
reminds
it.
Me of the Holy Spirit.
That's basically
okay.
it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay,
and,
so you just wanted
out,
my love and affection.
And so I didn't say anything.
Ooh,
like, I didn't
she's
say it
not
wasn't,
an arc.
I didn't say it wasn't me. I didn't say it was. So I was just
okay.
like, I don't know who went through my window last night. They probably,
maybe a boy.
No, they probably thought it was a boy. No,
yeah.
they 100%.
And when they asked me, I was like, Jessica had a boy. In her room.
Or they probably thought it was my best friend at the time who was, I mean, we got in trouble together.
More on that
so
in 10 minutes.
Do you think they okay. like saw like handprints in the dust or feet prints
no,
outside
we
the
told
window?
Them.
Like
my
no.
dad brushed the thing.
No, no, no. It was something
it
with the,
night, every morning.
It was, so the reason we kept the window cracked because they had to set the alarm for the
oh,
house.
Right, right, right.
And then there was something. So my oh my, no no no
so
what
I
it was
could have been
it was
kidnapped that
no 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 it was the screen I left
yeah,
the screen off
okay.
and I was gonna get it the next morning
yeah.
and my dad somehow found
oh, yeah,
it first
that's what yeah. it was.
And so then he's like asking both of us like what happened
no they asked me
and then they asked me and then somehow eventually
So wait, did you, when cracked. They were talking to you, they were like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I cracked under pressure.
The screen must have fallen.
I eventually, because my dad was just like.
You narked on yourself. Scary.
Well, my dad was like, well, Jessica is the favorite. There's no way she did anything wrong.
She's never done anything
Those
wrong.
Those were
She's
my worst
She's never done
years,
anything
though.
Wrong. Yeah.
Those were my worst years.
And then, allegedly. And then. Yeah, so then I just gave it. I was like, look, I did it. And I was like, I know I'm going to be grounded for years. And then they were like, well, what did you do?
What did
you sneak out to do? And I was like, you're going to be really disappointed. But vandalism. And they were like, where? And then I went and showed them. And then my dad was actually proud of me. He was like.
The favorite.
And then he was like, that's my son, the criminal.
The favorite child.
Yeah.
Aww. So then you went out. So then you and dad snuck out one night.
Yeah. So dad and I snuck out and did
all the rest of the sewers.
We did vandalism. And I got on his back, like piggyback.
And did you wear like the Ninja Turtle?
Yes.
And they tied in the back.
And dad, I would climb onto my dad's back and he would run around.
And you were a teenager.
And I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
but
was
he
my
was
dad.
Military. So and it's okay.
So was
my dad
my
was
dad.
A teenager too. Brittany, what do you think about my sister?
I think she's great.
Okay. Come on.
What do you think about your sister?
No, you go first.
You're going to go?
We occasionally text and talk shit about you, which is one of my favorite things.
Okay.
So I can't complain.
We talk about you because we love you. Everyone loves me. So I don't know what your goal is here.
Who everyone loves? Who
you
everyone loves
you?
You
came through really strong, but it just fell.
Who everyone loves you? Oh, you mean everyone like in my community?
Unlikable.
All right, fine.
People that know
fine.
Me like me.
Yeah, but see, but you have this habit of telling stories from our childhood, and I know this is a thing. We can all talk about this. You remember things very differently than
I
do. I
don't remember any of this.
Well,
is
I'm
this
telling you.
That you remember?
Yes, I remember.
I think you're remembering it differently.
I'm remembering it right.
I don't know.
I think one of you is gaslighting the other.
I think this is a bit. That
possibly
you're doing.
They're both gaslighting each
okay.
other.
I remember.
Is that it's hereditary, and Edmund's been doing it to me this whole time I've been here.
Here's the thing. No, I have a great story.
Okay, put the microphone in your face.
It makes me really uncomfortable.
Well, stop.
Okay,
tell it.
Okay, so when we were children.
Is it because of the shape?
I remember, I think I was 11 at the time. We used to go visit our cousins in Panama City.
Ooh. Is this about having weird feelings about?
What?
Did you
no. What are you talking
about? Was Edmund
about?
Into one of your cousins?
Probably.
Was this about the weird
feelings?
We had
mostly male cousins, so.
So it would make sense.
And we used to go manhunt. We used to play manhunt all the time. Okay. It was so fun. It was me, Edmund, our two male cousins, like boy cousins
that
are around the same
don't
age.
Don't say their names.
Sometimes.
Please don't say their names.
They're in the witness protection
my
program.
Girl cousin.
Yeah.
And.
John
but it
Steven.
Was mostly. So don't say their names. So mostly the four of us, right? And so it was like their neighborhood. We would run around, play manhunt.
And well, manhunt. Like,
I would never let my children do this.
Yeah,
because
the world is different now.
Well, because
though.
It's hard. It's hard in the dark to be tickling someone that hard.
What's wrong with you?
Didn't. Why are you this way? Why are you this way? No. Why
so,
are you this
let
way?
Let me finish the story. So. We're playing manhunt. We did this all the time.
Does everyone know how to play manhunt?
Yes.
Okay. Not it.
So I don't need to. Not it.
Not it.
I have no idea what manhunt.
Okay.
Okay. Manhunt is where there's one person that is it, and
we
then
call
the
him
other people.
Langston Hughes.
I'm not going to play along with
okay,
that.
Okay. Go.
I'm not about that.
Hey.
I'm not.
Hey.
I'm not like you.
You always act like you're better than me.
That's probably why more people
tell the rest
like
of the story.
Me. Okay. So manhunt. For the millions of people watching right now that don't know what manhunt is, there's one person that's it.
Or person hunt.
And then the other people go and hide. And it's, I mean, we did it when it was dark out.
It was
so
dark.
So it's harder to see people.
Yeah. Super dark.
You just go hide, and then the one person just walks around in the dark. Mm-hmm. A child.
But
mean,
when
we
they
children.
Children. But when they children. Tag you, then you join the posse and keep
and
looking.
And then you go find the others.
Until
usually
finally there's one scared individual
because
hidden
was,
in the neighborhood, and everyone is... Searching like
kinda,
a mob.
No, but we stuck with like the two roads, I think. Two or three roads that were like parallel to each
Four
other.
Four roads, it's fine. Yeah.
Five.
Go on. It was six
I
roads.
Was the seven.
It was eight roads.
I was the youngest and I was roads. The only girl. So I think you guys always had me stay with one of you. Never
I don't
you,
remember that,
you
but
never
okay.
wanted me to
I
go
did
with
not.
You.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was this Slid one time down. That there's like an apartment complex like there's the roads, the apartment complex, and we were manhunting. I think I like
or person hunting.
I mean, we were hiding. We were person hunting. I think I was with one of my cousins or something.
Yeah.
We were at the apartment complex, but we kind of got split up because the person that was it came. And I remember hiding in the apartment complex, and then I remember there was like a parking lot. This car, like no one was looking for me.
No one wanted you.
So I was like, I think they're gone. So this car pulls up and these two men come out, and I don't know if they just thought I was like a burglar. I don't know. I'm like a child, female child. So they started chasing me. And this is a story that Edmund doesn't remember. And
I don't remember.
He literally thinks it didn't happen to her. It's like basic womanizing.
He doesn't have a great memory in general.
No, I don't. But
so these two men.
True, that's true.
Chased me, and I was a very fast kid, so they chased me.
But you were a very fast kid?
No, I was very fast as a kid. I was quick.
I don't think you were that fast as a kid.
And they chased me, like, I was at one part of the apartment complex. They chased me around.
Are you sure it wasn't one of us?
The three of you were just walking together. The three of you were walking together.
Two guys got out of a car and ran after you.
Yes, but you guys were, like, over here walking together towards the house.
Yeah.
And I run up to you guys, and I'm like, did you guys see those men? And you were like, what? No. And I was like, this guy was chasing me, or these two guys were chasing me, and you guys just, like, were like, no, there's no way.
Well, what we normally would do is if Jessica was the last one hiding, we would just go home.
Yeah. But this is, like, a story that he has always said.
I believe you, Jessica.
This happened? Allegedly this happened? I
believe you. It did. It happened.
Was it traumatic?
It was.
What was traumatic about it?
I still, like, it was, I think it was just traumatic to me as a child.
Yeah.
Because it's still, like, seared in my brain.
How old were you?
I think I was 11.
Can you imagine your 11-year-old self?
Yeah.
What would you say to her?
To your 11-year-old self?
What would you say to her?
Never trust.
Edmund.
Well, I had nothing to do with this.
Still your fault.
Look, this is the thing you do.
Take care of
Look,
me.
This is the thing you do as my sibling, and I just think it's unfair.
I could have been trafficked.
Listen, this is unfair, and yeah, well.
It sounds like.
That moment is probably what caused my two horrible years in high school, where I was a
terrible
child.
Tell us more about what you did in high school.
It sounds like you are feeling or were feeling in the moment abandoned by your family, and it sounds like maybe you have some pressed down emotions about.
I wanted her gone.
No, you.
I wanted her to disappear.
As the older brother,
I wanted her to be kidnapped.
You feel like you should have protected
her. You felt
her,
bad about
her,
no. So you just
and you didn't
it.
Protect her.
I don't feel bad about that.
And
it's okay.
It's all right.
I called those men. I paid them I called them on the phone.
I know what you meant.
Were you doing a pun thing or a wordplay thing?
It was good.
It was good. Thank you. It was really good.
Shut up.
I'm trying to be more supportive of you.
It's not working.
When I'm supportive of her, listen, I have kind of like a sibling relationship with Brittany, which reminds me of my relationship with you.
That's probably why you call me a lot of bad names, thinking it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
He
where
does
I
that
can't
to me too.
Stand her. So I'm trying to be more supportive, but then when I'm more supportive, then she doesn't believe me.
Yeah.
Comment.
Well, it's because we've just been so hurt.
Because sometimes when I'm nice to you, you don't believe. So do you have Hashimoto's? Yes or no?
I mean, who knows at this point?
Is it Hashimoto's or Hashimoto's?
You guys have been saying Hashi. I've been saying Hashimoto's is where your body is creating antibodies for your thyroid.
Sounds like a kind thing to do.
I think if you have thyroid, like if you're hypothyroid or I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to say anything because I probably am wrong. But
well, thanks for being here. Do we have any topics? I'm just joking. Do we have any topic? We had topics that we wanted to hear your opinion on, Jessica, as my sibling.
Yes, I have one.
Okay.
Okay, there's two communities, online communities, that I've just recently found out about. No. Shut up, Kyle. Shut up, Kyle.
Keep
one
going.
Of them is...
Carry on.
The adult baby community.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Jessica, what do you know about...
Are you going to talk about the other one where it's like where they pretend they're animals? What's that one called?
Furries.
Oh, the furries. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Oh, I have. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Wait, why do you want my take on this?
Just why not? You're here. You're our guest.
What do I think about this?
Yes. What do you know about the adult baby community and what do you think about them? What was that?
I think As long as no one's getting hurt.
Kyle, don't put it up on the screen.
Don't put that on the screen. It's not the adult baby. I don't want to judge anyone. It's not something I would do.
Why don't you explain to our listeners what the adult baby community is?
Okay, so we in the adult baby community feel that being a baby is not a physical condition. It is a mental condition. And so, just like the Lord said, be a child of faith or a childlike faith. What did it say in the Jesus? So
Jesus said things.
Okay. So just like Jesus said, a childlike faith, babies come to me. We really believe that putting ourselves in the baby-like state is therapeutic. Mm. So like, for instance, Jessica, we dropped a lot as a baby. And so sure?
I heard different things from mom.
I heard a different story. So what?
We could call Doreen.
Mom hit your head against the van multiple times trying to get your fat head.
Hey, fat head.
Into the car. Look,
I know you're trying to do a thing, but like, here, let's call mom right now.
Anytime he's uncomfortable, he's like, are you doing a bet?
A bet?
You doing a bet?
No, we really did drop you a few times.
Ask about the two men and the abduction story.
She doesn't know it.
But you didn't tell her.
No, because I was so self-conscious that they weren't... Like, I always wanted my older boy cousins to accept me and like me. Like, I was always...
Your older boy cousins? Like,
I think I tried telling one of the parents, maybe. And they were just like, whatever, we're playing poker.
Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
When the second or third time you dropped Jessica as a baby, how long did it take her to recover from... dropping her?
Oh, I did hit my head jumping on the bed. I have a scar. I needed stitches.
Mom? Yeah, I never dropped her. I never dropped her.
Are you sure?
But, Mom, yes? Whose head did you hit on metal objects?
Whose head did you hit more often on things? Me or my sister?
You.
Oh, okay. Bye, Mom. Bye. Bye. We'll call you back. We'll call you back.
So I think this just shows that probably am telling all the stories correctly.
Ooh.
Listen, you're making fun of my mental health condition. I don't like that. I have a thing where my head's been hit a lot, and I don't like that.
You're an adult baby now?
Yeah. What is the adult baby community?
Do you wear a diaper?
They hire people to come to their house and pretend that they are their caretakers, changing their adult diapers. They are sitting in like a high chair looking thing.
Okay.
And they're fed.
Like literally have pacifiers.
They babble. They need to be. But rocked. I thought it rocked. They're rocked.
I got the vibes that maybe it was like some kind of weird sexual thing.
I'm sure there's a little bit. I'm sure there's.
Christian, what do you think?
Well, when I call them, they usually just take care of me. And very tender, and loving, and sweet. So
you're pro adult baby.
All the time. Yeah. Okay. That's what my wife does for me.
Oh.
Oh.
Your caretaker, if you will.
Here's something.
I take care of our kids.
Okay, guys, here's something I want to talk about that happened.
So we're, like, not on the adult baby thing anymore.
I blanked out for a second there.
Yeah, you guys kind of, like.
What happened?
Really jump ship.
What happened?
It's okay.
There's going to be no resolution to any of our conversations. It's all
right. What happened to the adult babies?
There never is.
You wanted my take on it.
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. Gave an interview with Bishop Robert Barron talking about having his big conversion. Now, it's been a little controversial because some people are saying that, like, he is allegedly accused of abusing women.
Yeah.
And
what celebrity isn't?
True.
That's a good question. He was accused of abusing another celebrity.
And also,
what celebrity?
I think came out and. And also, I think Shia, like, kind of came out and said, like, admitted it kind of publicly.
He said I hurt that woman.
So there's some people that are like, so obviously like he has this big conversion, then the internet Catholic world is embracing this like, wow, Shia LaBeouf has this huge conversion. Now I will admit, like, I was not thinking about a lot of the allegations. It just was out of my mind while I was watching it, but it was an awesome interview. I felt like it was interesting. Some of his, the ways Shia LaBeouf came into the faith, the story is interesting. I feel like this brings back up this topic of, like, can we listen to Michael Jackson if he's allegedly done bad things? Can we separate artists from
Hitler's art in our house?
Yeah, like Shia LaBeouf had this conversion, but also now, and I also have sympathy for if like allegedly all this stuff, but if a victim then sees their abuser on this major stage and everyone's like, wow, this is so great, Shia LaBeouf. I don't know. It's interesting. What are your thoughts on this? But I know it's a tough, topic. But
yeah, it's I don't think there's like a yes, it should happen, or no, or like yes, we should put him on TV, or no, we shouldn't. I think it's just kind of a gray area because people make mistakes and they change.
Yeah,
and he is a celebrity, so there is like there are cameras on him all the time. So like you can't just say no, he's blacklisted. Like people want to hear about Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
So I think,
I mean, I almost mentioned, like, really right after I listened to the interview, I almost mentioned him in a talk. I was giving a talk to a bunch of catechists and like, I almost just brought it up, and then I'm kind of glad I didn't. Cause like I feel like I would kind of caveat it with like, look, obviously like this guy potentially has done some things that are pretty bad.
Yeah.
But also, it's interesting watching this conversion. You know, instead of being like, wow, so great, Shia LaBeouf is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, look, like, this guy, like, and he admittedly says, like, my life was on fire. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, like, everyone hates me. My mom's on top. Like, I've done atrocious things. And then is sharing his perspective from that. Now, I could, but also, like, there's this question about giving people platforms.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you guys feel about, like, he has all these allegations, but then someone gives him a platform. Like, should Bishop Barron have done that? I mean, for me as an audience member, it's like, well, someone gave him the platform. I didn't give him the platform. Someone did. I'm glad that the story got out there because the story's crazy. Like, his life, or the story leading up to, I mean, he's like living out of a truck in the parking lot. He's like, you know, a lot of things, you know, he's cast to play Padre Pio. He's getting more familiar with the CFRs and, or the, not the CFR, is it CFR? No, the Franciscans, the TORs.
Capuchins.
Oh, the Capuchins. He's learning about Padre Pio more and it's like resonating with him. He's having to act or he's having to perform mass and he's having emotional reactions to it. It was interesting. He talked a lot about how the Latin mass turned off his intellect so that he could, because he can't really understand it intellectually, but he's like, I could feel that there's a mystery to it.
Mm.
And he talks a lot as an actor, like how he feels a lot of things instead of being intellectual about things. So I thought that was interesting because or at least I feel like we talk down about emotions because there's a lot of emotionalism in like mainstream Christian music. Mm. It's like all about feelings. But Shia LaBeouf is talking about the Latin mass, which is normally a group of people that are like, let's not do emotionalism. Let's do.
Well, he was, I mean, I did not listen to the interview, but I saw something on TikTok.
This makes you an expert. You're an expert.
But yeah, but he was saying, I mean, there was something about, he was saying like the I don't know. What's the regular mass called? The non-Latin.
The big one.
The non-Latin mass versus the Latin mass. He felt like the non-Latin mass. It almost felt like he was like it was a salesperson.
It was a sales pitch to him.
I kind of resonated with. I mean, I don't attend Latin mass. It's not my thing, but I don't believe in
God anymore, right?
I can see the difference of like going to a Latin mass and I can see how he would feel like it's not like someone's trying to convince you of something, like trying to sell you on a pitch or anything. Cause it can kind of feel like that certain churches.
And Bishop Barron did a good job of navigating the middle where he was like, yeah, those are valid points. Also, historically there was a point where the Latin mass was just so otherworldly, like that the audience, the people in the pews were just like saying rosaries and stuff because they just didn't even care.
Right.
And like they were, and so Vatican II maybe swung in the opposite direction too far, but like, there was a time where the culture was just like, I'll let the priests do stuff. Like literally people would just be like walking around in and out of mass, just waiting. Because
they couldn't understand what was
going on. Yeah, or they would ring the bells to let you know like dinner's ready kind of thing. Like, that's a weird way to say it. But like, it was like, oh, now you can go receive communion. Mm-hmm. And like people just weren't super involved in the mass. So
I do wonder what it would feel like to be one of his victims, if you want to call them that, or a recipient of whatever kind of abuse he was dealing with, because surely like this conversion doesn't paint the church, or at least this platform that Bishop Barron has given him doesn't paint the church in a great light if you're that woman who's like looking at your abuser talking to this priest about this. But I do think they did a good job of like making sure that we were all understanding that, like, he came from a really dark place to, like, a place of conversion, rather than what sometimes happens where it's like, oh, he converted and now we're gonna, like, everything's perfect and he's great. You know, I think by telling that story of, like, how his life was in shambles, like, maybe that allows someone to have some compassion for him, even if he has done, like, really horrible things. But I also do think it begs the question, like, should we hold people who have a platform to a higher standard if they're going to put themselves, like, now he's come out and said, you know, I'm converting to Catholicism, whatever. Like, do we now hold him to a higher standard than we do other actors? Because now he's said, hey, this is where I'm going. And if so, can that, especially for someone who's brand new, like a new convert, can that, like, derail them altogether?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about how sometimes in pop Catholic culture, there's a tendency to, like, if anyone hints at the fact that they're Catholic, we almost worship them, yeah, or celebrate them. And, like, I was just thinking about this the other day, Kyle, because I watched Boogie Nights. Is it Boogie Nights? Is that what it's called, with Mark Wahlberg? Kyle? So, like Mark Wahlberg is Catholic, you know, Catholic, and Kyle was like, this is the actor that was in Boogie Nights, which is about porn stars. Like, but then we're like, oh, he's an openly Catholic man. Like, look how Catholic he. So it's weird, man. It's like a very, it also brings up a lot of things about, like, how, yeah, Boogie Nights. Okay, let's go to some other topics I sent you, Kyle. One of them here is
pregnant woman, or do you want Meghan Markle?
Yeah, let's do a follow up here. We talked about how this pregnant woman, she claimed her unborn baby counted as a passenger in the HOV lane. She got ticketed again same thing. She was in the HOV lane again. Can we scroll down?
Okay, we were just talking about this a few episodes ago. If we had a dead body in our trunk.
This is close by.
This hits home. This hits close
to
home.
But so she made news because she got ticketed, and then she got ticketed again.
Well, she got dismissed the first time.
Yeah.
She got dismissed.
Like, oh, so then why'd she get ticketed again?
Maybe the cops don't know.
She did it again.
So she won that? She won that?
I don't know if she won it, but it,
you again.
It certainly sparked a thing where it was like, okay, now certain states are passing laws that are saying unborn child counts as a...
Wow. So read this, Kyle.
So this is funny. So the deputy pulls her over, and he knows exactly who she is, and he goes, you again. And he follows up and says, like, so when are you going to have this baby? She said it would be tomorrow. He said, good luck. Gave her the ticket.
Gave her the ticket. She has given birth. Okay, here's what I want to know is, are these cops, like, can they see in the back seat? Like, how are they pulling people over?
It just, you can see. I mean, if the car's not tinted, you can see it's just a single person in the car.
Yeah, I guess so. It just, like, you would think they would just assume you have a kid in the back seat. I don't know.
Wait, why would you assume, when you see a car, you assume there's a child in the back seat?
No, but, like, if they're driving the HOV lane and it looks like it's just one person in the car, I would they probably have a kid in the back seat.
This is why you'd be a horrible cop.
Well.
Okay, then there's also Meghan Markle on the struggle of not being able to afford her $14 million house. Kyle just, like, recklessly just accepting cookies from Cosmopolitan.
I feel like
didn't even ask me my permission. Just this consented.
One, this one just sounds like one of the made up ones. This one just sounds like one of those, like, made up stories.
You know,
like,
area, they keep seeing this house, but it's $14 million, and neither one of them has a job. So they decided to go window shopping for it just to look at it, and then they drop $14 million.
So this is like paparazzi seeing them in certain areas and then putting a story together just randomly.
I really struggled when I was, like, having a hard time affording my $14 million house.
Now, see, yeah, because wealth is relative. I mean, if you make $14 million a year, but your expenses are $15 million.
Right, then you're poor.
Are you really rich?
Nope.
I'll be honest, I had to make a tough decision recently, and I went down to, like, a nine mil.
Okay.
Good for you.
And it's tough to say that on the show.
So. And that's Kyle, kind of slumming it a little bit, though.
And Kyle,
that must be
down
a bad part of town.
Yeah, going down to $9 million really is a vow of poverty that you're really embracing, which is a radical lifestyle.
So it's kind
of
like it's true. It's like,
you were probably donating the other portion.
Yeah.
Right. And it's actually, this is going to sound even worse for me. It's not in the bad part of town. It's actually in a good part of town. It's just, like, that small.
Ooh. So if everyone can go to Kyle's website where he blogs about how poor people are poor because of their own fault, and it's their own decision to be poor. Kyle has 15 tips for becoming rich like him. You can buy his ebook.
Yeah.
Kyle, what's your ebook called again? What's you can buy his course for $499.99, and he will show you how to be rich like him.
Yeah, it's called Major League Millions. Use code Andrew Tate and Edmund
like
each other for 25% off.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in that course, Kyle would teach you how to make a course on how to make
so
millions.
So you too
can sell a course
for $4.99.
Right, like get in on the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
So I did hear.
Don't say pyramid. That's.
Yeah, we can't say pyramid in 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say pyramid.
It's offensive.
We say shapes.
Yeah.
Square, whatever.
Rectangle.
No, say square.
No.
So I heard there was. So apparently, there like some law was put into effect because there was a guy that would take out ads in the back of newspapers that would be like, learn how to make millions of dollars while like working like 1 hour a week. Just send, and it was like $20 to this address.
Oh, gosh.
And so you would send the $20 to this address, and he would send you back like a little booklet that said, here's how you make millions of dollars. Take out ads in newspapers that say, send me $20 and learn how to make.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, I think there was some law that went into effect because of this. No, it's now so illegal funny. To do that. But he would take out ads in like tons and tons of papers and just get money sent to him. And just
I do that too, but I do it in church bulletins.
Yeah.
Because it's not illegal there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, how much different is that than just like saying, like, I mean, it's like, I'll send you a book on how to make $20. Yeah. And then it just says, make an ad. I mean,
yeah.
It's not that far off from what Jessica does.
Right. It's honest. It's an honest man's work.
Do we have another? Did I send you another topic? Do you have another topic, Brittany?
No. Oh, yeah, I do. The other online community that I've recently been made aware of is hashtag Gaylor, which is
how do
the
you spell that?
Gaylor. It's the people who believe.
Don't search this on my browser.
That Taylor Swift is going to announce her membership in the LGBT community on October whatever at midnight.
Why do people think
that? Because she has a new album coming out.
Oh, okay.
And it's like hashtag meet me at midnight. And so all these people think this is it. She's going to announce that she's a lesbian.
Because she has like a friend that she's been really close with. I saw this on TikTok as
well. Is it Carly Kloss?
Wait, would she be someone? Bi then? Or you think she's like a lesbian?
I'm not in Gaylor, so I don't know.
Speaking for Gaylor.
What do you think, Emin? Do you think Taylor Swift is gay?
I can't confirm nor deny that Taylor Swift is gay.
Because didn't she see you on an airplane and she...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we sat next to each other on an airplane. It was a little awkward. She kept asking me questions about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have her on in a future episode, but...
Well, Taylor, if you're watching this...
And then...
If you're gay, that's fine. We just want to know.
And then I proposed to her and she said no.
That's probably well, why.
Those are scary, man.
Brittany, when you get proposed to... Here's the hot take. Are we okay with women proposing to men? I've seen some
that's
on social media.
Becoming where, more popular.
Yeah, I've seen on social media. I think this happened recently on a TV show where the girl like went down on me and the guy was just like, Are you serious? What are you doing? No. And like embarrassed the crap out of her.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I feel like you have to say up front, like, don't do this to me.
Yeah.
If it really is important to you.
At some point in the relationship you have to be like, so like how do you feel about women proposing to men?
I feel like if two people are ready to be married,
I just want to see what happens.
Like if two people are like actually that serious and know each other that well, they would know. Like they wouldn't like if I proposed. Like
yeah,
like my boyfriend.
Like
wouldn't
if
like
you're
if
a girl and you're thinking about proposing to your boyfriend or anyone
or a person,
even if someone you're not
a dog,
someone you're not even seeing,
a furry,
yet,
an adult baby.
Then you should ask them just as a test to be like, hey, how do you feel when girls propose?
Or like you do it like sly. Like you're just like, hey, look, that like, person, like, do you see this?
Yeah,
girl?
You like pull
proposed.
Up a news article like, oh, this girl proposed to this guy. And then you
that's
look at the reaction.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Jessica, your husband proposed to you.
Yeah.
When I've been proposed to in the past, I've always said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Jessica, how did Peter propose to you? I actually don't know the story.
You'll never know.
Wait.
Whoa. Evan will never know.
No, he...
pull up the video. Let's pull up the video of the proposal.
Roll it.
Did he play Bruno Mars? I think I want to marry you.
Why do you have a video of this?
Oh, can we dig it up whenever we have
Whoa.
Yeah. Let's watch the video.
Let's watch. Watch and learn.
I've never seen this video.
Oh, look how curly your hair is. It's so pretty.
Wow, Jessica, you look...
What do I look like?
In love with Peter.
Did you know?
Did you know what he was doing?
I kind of could tell.
You were just like,
is there music? Is there any doing? Sound, Jessica?
No, there's no sound.
I've Jessica, never
why are you bending over?
Because I don't like attention.
Oh.
So I was like, what are you doing in front of all these other people?
Who else was there? Who else was there?
I mean, like, it was after Mass, and so everyone left. But, you know, there's, like, the stragglers. And so...
What is he saying to you?
He...
They're engaged.
Oh, look at him.
That's sweet.
Okay.
Are you going to squeeze his butt?
I could hear his bones shaking. Like, when we were, like, so after nervous. Mass, we knelt down to pray. I could, like, feel his... Like, I could... His heart was beating, and I feel like I could feel it in there. And then we went over to, like, pray. He was like, do you want to go pray at the... There was, like, this massive crucifix. He's like, do you want to go pray over there? And I was like, this is awesome.
So you said
nothing
yes?
Nothing gets by me. So I was okay, like, I know this is coming.
Wait, you knew this was coming?
I could tell. I mean, I...
Like, because he was so nervous.
I could be a detective. I could tell.
Yeah.
I would solve a lot of things.
That's sweet. Aww. How did we get the video?
Yeah, I've never seen this. Who had this?
Okay, so... No,
you just
so
went and picked it up.
This was a surprise. A dad... And mom orchestrated.
Why did they never show me this? It's been...
They've been working on it, right, Kyle?
9 years. They've been working on this?
Yeah, Kyle. Okay.
So they got actors?
They look just like you.
Whoa. Hi, mom.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi. You're very kind.
Sorry, who? I muted the volume.
So you got
Is there more footage, Kyle?
Who did you, like, pay to do this? How come I've never seen this video before?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask your dad.
Yeah, they've been waiting for...
Oh.
It was on our old camcorder.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a camcorder.
Okay.
It was on an old camcorder. They found this.
Old camcorder.
And mom and dad have been very excited. They orchestrated this surprise just for you.
I was the first one to know before Edmund.
Ooh, really?
Yeah,
wait, how did you know? Did they just say they were like, "I'm gonna email this to Kyle"?
It's a Monday night. I'm hanging out, and I get a phone call from
Kyle's talking.
I don't have.
Yeah.
And then I don't answer it, and they call back again. I was like, "Okay, this isn't a spam call." I pick it up, and it's dad. I didn't expect this.
Wow.
Kyle's telling the story.
So you met Mr. Mitchell.
We talked for a while.
Oh,
we had a great time.
So my dad was trying to, you know.
Well, this
like,
is so funny because you introduced me as Jessica Mitchell, and like I was gonna say like I'm Jessica Kuhlman.
Oh, that's right. You took his last name,
and you're showing this now.
Oh, that's right. I introduced her. Mom, I introduced her as Jessica Mitchell.
I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're in my phone as Jessica Mitchell.
Mom. Okay. So Jessica said it's been really difficult growing up as the favorite child.
I didn't have any favorites.
Oh, bull crap. Mom.
Edmund's just trying to cause so much drama for his show.
So anyway,
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Mom, you and dad wanted to show... What did you say?
It's okay. It's okay.
Mom.
Continue.
Mom and dad wanted to show this video clip.
Yeah,
that's really
cool.
I want you to play it again. Can I see it again?
She wants to watch
Literally
it again, Mom. She likes it.
I've never seen this before.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
It was supposed to be... Listen, Edmund, tell her... That we wanted to wait for her 10th year anniversary.
Which is next year.
But because she was coming on your show, we thought this would be a better surprise.
Look
because
how curly my hair was.
Because yeah, I'm more
so
important.
Good. It was that. I didn't do anything.
Really?
There's
special?
Nothing in my hair. And
so
then
Jessica,
I had three babies.
And your hair texture changed?
It's not as curly. Like, people used to ask me if I got up in the, like in college. They're like, do you get up and curl? It was like ringlets. They're like, do you get up and curl it? I'm like, no.
Wow.
I don't.
Ooh, she just gave
so
me the sign
knew
of the cross.
In that, when you looked at him right then, you're like, I know what's happening.
No, it was like, we were in a pew.
Okay,
this
Mom,
is
we're
like,
going to let you
this
go.
This is like a little prayer area where they have like candles
Thank
and
you
stuff.
For doing that. Mm-hmm.
We were in the pew.
Welcome
so
by.
I could, like, just
I'm your favorite.
See him
Remember,
like, I could
I'm your
see
favorite.
His heart beating.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell.
You're like, he's super nervous.
Like, I mean, like, we were best friends. Like, I could
is
tell.
This
his,
Francisco?
I knew his tells. This is, no, this is in Florida for spring break.
Okay.
So I could just. Oh, he kissed me on the nose. Did he just kiss me on the nose?
Yeah.
Aww.
Look.
Gosh,
you look
like
you're going to get down on one knee.
Jessica,
I kind of did.
You look like a female version of me.
She thought you were both.
You really think you're that good looking?
Oh!
I don't think you guys look that much alike.
Okay.
So I've been told that.
No.
No, no, Nick actually told me this. Because no, I met didn't. Nick in Chicago
nope.
for one of our friends' weddings.
He never told you.
And he knew you so well. And
in the
he,
microphone.
And he met me and he was like, your facial expressions are Edmund's facial expressions. Like, we don't look alike, but it's our facial expressions.
Yeah, I can see that.
So anyways, Jessica and Peter got married, the end.
Yeah. The end. Very happy.
So 10 years is next year.
Next year.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Anyway, so mom and dad wanted to wait to show that to you on your 10-year anniversary, but because you were coming on this podcast and they think I'm more important than that.
Oh gosh.
They wanted to.
So like I said, it's a dying show. So this would really boost the views.
Pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
Jessica, as we end out this episode,
are we ending soon?
We always have our guests say something very kind or just inspiring to the host, which is
about
me.
His voice crack.
No, just about me in general. Just like,
you don't have to say anything.
Maybe if I was dying, what would you say to me?
That I love you.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
I think no. Isn't you know every, what I would say?
Yeah,
I would say if you were dying, I'd be like, I'd be like you.
Farewell.
You know, like you know how you say like God knows what you want to pray. It's just, and you can't get it out. You're just like, God, you know.
You know?
That's what I'd say. I'd be like,
you know what I'd say to you?
You know. What?
Gosh.
So if you're dying, you're in the hotel room.
Hotel.
You're on the hotel.
Yeah.
What's the context of your death?
Yeah.
Why did I say hotel? That might have been a prophetic word.
I'm staying in a hotel. That's
you might die in your hotel tonight.
Wow.
Okay. So you're in the hospital bed. You're in the hospital bed. All your children are gathered around. They're like 30. You know, they're older.
They're 30 years old and I'm dying? Wow.
Sure. Or 40.
It's like in 20 years.
They're 50.
60.
Your children are 70 years old.
I'm only 22, 23 years older than my oldest. So
okay.
Let's say
it's your old, saggy woman. Mm. Oh, you're laying in bed. Obviously, I'm going to live longer than you. You
There's
will be
no
dying.
There's no chance Edmund outlives
it
you.
It probably is. I'm probably going to get breast cancer.
Well, you can get them cut off.
Yeah.
You could do it preemptively.
I mean, it's you just get new it's ones. Killed...
You know, by
then,
they'll have Bluetooth.
Bluetooth boobs?
Yeah.
Hot.
You'll be able to hook up your phone and play music out of them.
Flash disco lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, what are you going to say to her?
I'm just imagining saying, like, hey, Alexa, and then your boobs start speaking.
Ew,
anyways,
I don't talk about my boobs.
Ew, no,
Jessica.
That's
what
Jessica,
you said.
Ew, you
oh,
don't
were you
have
talking
boobs.
About her boobs?
Yes, I'm not talking about yours. You're my sister. That's disgusting. Gosh.
I feel
shout
like
out to mom. She survived
so
breast
many
cancer.
Things out of this.
No, we're
just
not.
Because it's me.
We're not.
Shout out to mom. She survived breast cancer twice.
Yeah. No, she didn't survive it twice. Grammy survived it twice.
No, mom survived it twice.
She survived it once.
How many boobs does mom have now?
Zero.
How many did she have before?
Two.
I rest my case.
Okay, but Grammy had it in one breast.
No, but you have two boobs. You survived it twice. Anyways,
I guess
you're on your hospital bed, and I think I would get right. I would wait. I would want to be the last person to speak to you in your ear.
I wouldn't want you to be the last.
Mom and dad are already dead.
I wouldn't.
I know.
Want that.
I know, but I'd make it happen. No, you're there. You're about to die. You can't push me away. What are you gonna do?
I'll press the button that kills me.
No. I think I would.
They'll probably have that by then, right?
Yeah,
I would probably have like a self euthanization.
I would tell Peter and all of your kids. I would tell Peter and all of your kids. The doctor wants to tell you something really important outside, and I would get alone with you, and I would
kill me.
No, I would. Well, I wouldn't just kill you. I would probably grab the cord to the wall that's keeping you alive.
Yeah.
And I would whisper in your ear, "I'm still the favorite," and then I'd just rip it out.
Yeah.
And then I just watch you just go. And that's what I think about a lot. I've thought about that a lot.
Oh, gosh. So you got any recommendations
based off of
that? I want to recommend
therapy.
Oh, gosh. You guys want to see something funny?
No.
Edmund, what are Jessica's children's names?
Why is this funny? You
know you're about to find out.
Names, yeah, I do.
Name them off.
There's Ignatius. I think it's Ignatius Robert.
Yeah.
Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, she's doing middle names.
Dominic. Is it Dominic Joseph?
Yes.
Mitchell. And then
bleep this,
Noah
bleep
Gabriel
mm-hmm.
Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah. I can't remember.
Grampy.
Samuel.
Samuel Mitchell, and then Kateri Marie Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Do you want their social security numbers? Have those.
All right, Edmund, now you can do hers.
Okay, so
mine are, the middle names are so easy.
Yeah. Isaac, Keith.
No.
Okay, Isaac, Joseph, Mitchell.
Peter Mitchell. Peter Coolman.
Okay. And then
last name is Coolman.
They're not Mitchells.
And then
did you know I was saying like my last name wrong until this year?
Say it.
Oh.
Say
no, it. What? I was saying Coleman.
Coleman.
Oh. But it's Coolman. And I just like Coolman. None of his family, like no one was like especially my late mother-in-law, like I feel like she would have been like,
she was
what
late?
Are you saying?
What was she late
she
to?
She died.
Did he not correct you?
No.
What
we
idiot.
Talked about this. I was like, it's Coolman. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I think we were in public and I was like, how come you've never told me? Like, I was very mad. I was like, did you not think that this was
like,
important?
Did you hear me saying it wrong
was it
all these
fun?
Years?
Like, yeah. Was this fun? Anyway, Coolman is my children's last name.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do okay. you know how many? First of all, do you know how many there are?
Three. Mm-hmm. Three kids? You have three kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three boys.
But you're, but so did you do
he's
any,
avoiding,
did
he
you do,
know.
Did you do any alliterations? Like, cause your name is,
he's asking, he does not know your kids' names. I'm telling you right now.
Well, but,
those are your nephews.
No, just hold on 1 second. So,
this is embarrassing,
but your name, Jessica,
you should do a staring contest.
Okay, you want to do one right now?
No.
I'll start crying.
No, you're
why?
Gonna, you're letting
why
him
you
off the hook. He doesn't
okay.
know.
Your middle name, Jessica.
He knows it because we just talked about it the other day.
What?
Kateri's, it's like Kateri's middle name.
Oh,
is
yeah, Jessica Kateri Mitchell.
Jessica Kateri Mitchell.
Okay, Isaac Micah Judah.
How come you always make ooh. Fun of my chin? What's wrong
I don't,
with my chin?
I said your chin is the best in our family.
Yeah. You
yeah.
said that.
Yeah.
No,
for
I,
certain
I think,
reasons.
I think that's, I think he's, I think
yeah.
that's a real compliment. I think
yeah.
he's insecure
chin.
About his own
chin. But I'm a female. A strong chin isn't.
No, it's still good.
It's good.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. You could be a politician.
So Isaac Peter Coolman.
Yeah.
What's the second one's name?
Micah Francis.
What's your
Micah
name?
Joseph. Edmund. Micah Edmund Coleman.
Really? He's named after you and you didn't know?
He's named after him and my dad. I mean, it's the
oh,
same.
Right.
Well, but me before
and then
dad.
Isaac's middle name is Peter, and
right.
Peter's dad is also Peter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And then Judah Edmund.
Yours and dad's middle name.
Judah Joseph.
He doesn't know his own middle name. That's good. That was tough. That was tough for all the viewers to watch.
DrinkStudioCoffee.com.
Okay,
.com?
All right.
What's I would like to recommend DrinkStudioCoffee.com or .co? DrinkStudioCoffee.co.
Yeah.
Com.
Can you pull that up, Kyle? DrinkStudioCoffee.co for the best coffee
you
in the world.
Like, share this. Like, can I have this video or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on YouTube now.
So Peter must not know about it right now.
No, he doesn't.
We can text it to
him.
Save it till next year.
No, I want to see it with him.
Oh,
yeah. That's fair.
My recommendation is... Oh, my recommendation is therapy.
I will. He won't watch it.
Shout out to Dave McCloud. Dave McCloud, my therapist. Dave.
Keeping us safe.
Dave, I miss you. Dave,
yeah,
I just would like to say Dave.
Use offer code TRAUMA
I miss you.
At checkout.
You know what Dave told me once? That
no,
he,
I don't know.
He's like, I want you as a daughter.
Aw.
He did.
Aww.
He did.
Aw.
Yeah.
That is nice.
I love Dave. Dave
lies a lot. So Dave is Dave is a great therapist. So yeah, Dave McCloud, he might have some openings. Who knows?
All the friends that we've sent to him.
Yeah,
he probably
basically
doesn't.
All our friends. Go
I
to
have
Dave.
So many friends that are like, I'm in with Dave now.
Yeah. Oh, my other recommendation. I know this is like older show, but The Nice Guys on Netflix. I think it's The Nice Guys. Is that what it's called, Kyle? Yeah.
That movie that you're obsessed with?
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
You watched it like
so
five times.
So funny. I watched it five
weekend.
Times. I made all my friends watch it.
It's on
the
Netflix?
Nice Guys on Netflix is so funny with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe.
Wait, can I see
the
like,
Nice
what
Guys?
The, oh, right there. Oh no, I haven't seen it.
The Nice Guys, it's so good. So those are my recommendations. It's 2016. It didn't get a lot of good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, but oh, it's so funny. It's so funny. Anyways, really good screenplay.
I'm not, like, the whole Ryan Gosling, I feel like...
Well, here's the thing.
I'm not a huge fan of his.
But here's the thing. Like, in acting. This, he's not a heartthrob. In this, both of them are just kind of idiots. And it's so well done. It's so well done. Seeing Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe just be, like, not great at what they do. Yeah, Russell Crowe on the right, Ryan Gosling on the left. All right, Brittany, what's your recommendations?
My recommendation, I have two. One is there's a mini. I've been really into mini series lately, or limited series. There's one called The Anatomy of a Scandal that's really good. It has Michelle Dockery, who plays Mary Crawley in Downton Abbey. Is if that anyone's seen
podcast
that,
too?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sounds really familiar.
It's super good. It's only like 6 episodes. You could literally watch it in one day.
But it's nonfiction. Is it true crime?
No, I don't think so.
Sorry.
And then my other recommendation is HTO, which is a tea place that I'm really into right now.
That's aren't they so only cute. In Texas though?
HTO.
I think they're only in Texas, but there's one like right down the road from the studio, and every day from like 2 to 4 they have happy hours, so you can get a large tea for $1.84, and they have all different kinds of flavors. So I've been really into, there's an unsweet blueberry with no caffeine, because I can't really drink caffeine that late in the day, you know. Anyway, so it's super good. I recommend it. Try it.
For my recommendations, I'm going to go with Young Lean's 2017 album, Stranger. If you're trying to get into like that sad boys sound, it's really accessible, really good. Major League with Charlie Sheen and Wesley Snipes. I think it's one of the greatest movies ever. I think it's absolutely hilarious. Even if you're not a baseball fan, 10 out of 10. Would recommend. And then television, Red Oaks with Craig Roberts. I think it's on Amazon and Hulu. It's this recent, probably 2016 era of this guy just working at a country club. He's very funny show. All great. Recommend them all.
I'll do two then.
Jessica?
Okay.
We can do 3 or 4.
Okay. Okay. My recommendations, I have two.
Two.
So my first one would be just like more of a social thing. Just my recommendation would be to just love people.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to say that. And I.
That's so sweet.
I mean, I think it's a big thing. I think people are so.
I did not love people until I watched this.
No, I think there are a lot of people that are just like not really loving people, and I think it caused a lot of issues. So just
Who in your life
it's
is
just
not
what
very
I see
loving.
In society. Like I in don't society? Watch the news because of like how crappy people are.
Yeah.
So I is just, there anyone just, in like, your life love more people?
Is there anyone in your life that's not very loving to you? Maybe.
No, it really is just
okay.
Like
love.
Society-based.
Society. We live in a society. Next recommendation.
The next recommendation would probably be the collective works of, what's his name?
Langston Hughes,
yeah.
Those are good. Yeah. He has a lot of good poems.
So good.
Yeah. I think there's like a rendition by, what's his name? Edmund Mitchell.
Nope. No, we're not going to watch that. All right, everyone. Jessica, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
This is a very
Christian, do you have any
monumental
recommendations?
Historic.
No.
Okay, he doesn't have any.
This is a historic episode, and we'll have you back for episode 300.
Me?
Can't
maybe.
Wait.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Next time you're in town.
Kyle, play us out. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Comment down below.
Find us 5.
Bye.
4. 3. 2.
Yeah, pretend we're talking.
1. Hey, the booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery.
You're gonna die.
I thought you might go in.
I'm Raymond Arroyo. We'll see you next time.